Our allegiance.
Thank you, Comrade Jimmy. The communique. Sudan People's Liberation Movement, SPLM Women League, First National Constitutional Conference. Theme, Empowered Woman, Empowered Nation. August 11th to 14th, 2026, in Juba, Republic of South Sudan. We, the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, Women League delegates from the 10 states and 3 administrative areas representing women at various party structures, members of the Political Bureau, members of the National Liberation Council, members of the Executive and Legislative Caucuses, SPLM Youth League, SPLM Women League, Red Army League, leadership and cadres from other party structures, having met in Juba from August 11th to 14th, 2026, under the auspices of the SPLM Chairman, Comrade General Salva Kiir Mayardit, congratulating the party's chairman for acknowledging the historical, selfless, and consistent contributions of South Sudanese women during and after the long years of the liberation struggle that ushered in the independence of the Republic of South Sudan, thoroughly deliberated, adopted, and overwhelmingly passed the SPLM Women League's constitution for operationalization throughout the country across party structures. Thanking the SPLM chairman, Comrade General Salva Kiir Mayardit, for his revolutionary consistency, for inclusive consideration of women at all levels of government, resulting in the representation of women in both party and government structures, appreciating the directives of the chairman to the SPLM Secretary General to reorganize the SPLM party at all various levels in the states and administrative areas in earnest preparation for the party's Congress leading to the SPLM Third National Convention, aware of all conditions affecting women in their daily lives as their homes, farms, and in urban areas as they struggle to meet the demands of their families and livelihood. Urging all armed groups to embrace peaceful conflict resolution mechanism by abandoning their harmful deeds affecting the lives of common citizens, and strongly condemn all forms of intercommunal violence, armed conflicts, and violence against women and youth. Committing ourselves to fully implement the resolutions of the SPLM Women League's First National Constitutional Conference at the grassroots level in pursuit of the party's service delivery to the people of South Sudan. Appreciating the mandate of the SPLM basic documents as the SPLM Women League leaders from all the states and administrative areas, we resolve the following. Resolutions. We, the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, Women League delegates from the 10 states and 3 administrative areas representing women at various party structures at the SPLM Women League First Constitutional Conference, having met in Juba from August 11th to 13th, 2026, under the auspices of the SPLM Chairman, Comrade General Salva Kiir Mayardit, do hereby decide the following. Nominate Comrade Salva Kiir Mayardit for the position of Chairman of the SPLM in the upcoming Third National Convention. Endorse His Excellency Comrade Salva Kiir Mayardit as the sole presidential candidate for the December 22nd, 2026 general elections. Endorse the sole candidate. Thank you, comrade.
I want her to repeat the word of endorsement of Comrade Sandor Kilmayabit, and all of us stand up, with the exception of the high table, maybe. But when we're endorsing the chairman, we all stand up, all right? Repeat the sentence.
We endorse His Excellency Comrade Salva Kiir Mayardit as the sole presidential candidate for the December 22nd, 2026 general elections. Red,
yes.
Women,
yes.
Men,
yes.
Salva Kiir Mayardit,
yes.
SPLM.
Yes.
Thank you, Fadalu. Fourth, thoroughly deliberated, adopted, and overwhelmingly passed the SPLM Women League's constitution for operationalization throughout the country across parties' structures. Five, applaud the directives of the SPLM chairman on August 11th, 2026 to the SPLM secretary to A, reorganize the party in the states and administrative areas, and to prepare for party congresses leading to the SPLM third national convention in preparation for the December 2026 general elections. B, conduct party membership registrations nationwide. Six, recommend SPLM Women League chairperson to be a member of the political bureau. Number seven, appeal to the chairman to reconsider reversing the order of birth certificate being obtained from the Immigration Department. Red, number eight. Mobilization of all women in the country to participate in the country's first general elections in large numbers. Number nine, SPLM Women League to spearhead peace, reconciliation, and healing throughout the country. Establishment of Women League operative entrepreneurship to address economic imbalances affecting women. Red? Red? Appeal to the chairman of the SPLM to issue directives to the governors and chief administrators to have women that sell small farm produce, timber, tea, thatching grass, firewood, and charcoals exempted from taxation. To build the capacity of all women league cadres, including establishment of adult education centers, and 13, women league structures to support and protect women rights across the board. In spirit of comradeship, we, the undersigned, their names, their title, the state or administrative area that they're from, and their signatures. Below are the states. Central Equatorial State. Central Equatorial State. Eastern Equatorial State. Warab State. Northern Bargazal State. Lake State. Unity State,
yeah.
Upper Nile State,
yeah.
Jong- Western Barkazan, Ruaheng, Red, Greater Bibor, Abye, signed comrade Adak Costama Bur, chairperson SPLM Women League, Yuba, South Sudan.
Come and thank her. Thank her.
Thank